Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Samuel Williams asks about extension candidates. Actually, the Bills actually are a very good spot as far as there's not a lot of guys who are scheduled to be unrestricted free agents who are really critical to the team. Ty Johnson, to me, might be the most. Johnson, Mac Hollins, Amari Cooper, DeJuan Smoot, probably the guys you're looking at are in Reed Ferguson, what, you know, just from name and being the tenure. But there are extension candidates, if you want to go that route. Going into their fourth year, the guys who can extend now would be Khalil Shakir, James Cook, Terrell Bernard. Those are guys you probably are looking at now if you want to extend them out. Now you can do that because they're after their third year, and that's how the CBA works. You have to wait until after the third year is complete.
Give me your list of guys. So let's put these all into a bucket here. So it's Khalil, it's James Cook, it's Terrell Bernard, it's Christian Benford, it's
Greg Rousseau. Yep, sorry. He's going to his fifth year.
So fifth year. So yep. I'm going to put all those five guys in a bucket. Give me the guy you feel the most confident will get an extension, and give me the guy the least confident you think will get an extension.
So give me the names again.
So Shakir. It's Rousseau, Shakir, Bernard, Cook, and
you mentioned somebody else.
Benford.
Most confident. I don't know, but I'm not saying any of them will happen this offseason.
Well, Rousseau. Right? I mean, Rousseau would be the one that would be the most. I mean, he's
because
going
of the because of the way. Yeah. So maybe that would be it because of the way the money works. You'd have. There's a lot there that you could move around. So that might be it. I think Khalil Shakir is probably the easiest to get done. That's what I'll say. Okay, I think he's the easiest to get done. I think they would want to get Benford and Bernard as quickly as they can, or at some point, at least. I think they would be the more on the priority list, whether timeline or not on the priority list. I think the toughest to get done is going to be James Cook.
I agree. I think that James Cook will be the toughest to get done because, I mean, his brother Dalvin is now basically acting like his agent on social media and saying that it's time for $20 million a year. The Bills can't be built that way. I think James Cook's a really good player, but I don't think that this needs to be a team that's giving $20 million a year to a running back. I just don't think that that's the way you win in this NFL. I know, like, look what Saquon's doing. Look what Derrick Henry's doing. Isn't it funny that those are guys almost on, like, bargain, relatively speaking, contracts in the second half of their careers. So I don't know. I really like James Cook, but I do think that that's probably going to be the most difficult one to get done. But I really do have reservations about a Greg Rousseau extension. I think Greg Rousseau is a really good player, but I think he's going to get paid like one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. And I don't think I'm willing to commit that much money if I'm the front office to him. Is that crazy? Am I wrong? You can tell me if I'm wrong.
That you think he'll get paid a lot of money, but you wouldn't do it if you're the Bills.
Well, I think it's a little bit like Tremaine Edmonds. He's a really young
player. I understand.
He's a really young player. Somebody will be like, wow, look at this guy. He's great against the run. He's good. He can take over games. It's just my thing is
I do think it might be easier to get him done considering he's scheduled to make close to $13 million on the fifth-year option, and they can just lower that and say, we'll give you more money later.
Yeah, I'm almost anticipating it's going to happen, but I'm going to be really concerned if going into next year, their pass rushers are Greg Rousseau and another guy. If it's Greg Rousseau and Max Crosby, yeah, I really like the Bills' ability to get after the quarterback. But if it's Greg Rousseau and Epinesa or Smoot or some other guy that's like that caliber of player, I'm still really not going to be confident in the defensive line if they just run it back with Greg Rousseau, Ed Oliver, Daquan Jones, and then some other guy as their other starter in their base defense. I'm just not going to feel confident about that group.